Let's start with the premise that for singers, linguistics are not, they're a foregone conclusion that you're going to have to be able to sing in many different languages. What was it that convinced the likes of Samuel Barber and Charles Ives to write in languages that weren't their own?
Well, Samuel Barber wrote these songs in French. He said it's because he loved Paris. And he was nervous about it because the French are very particular about their language and how it's set. But he went ahead and did it anyway and dedicated the five songs to Pierre Bernac, wonderful French baritone, and the incredible composer Francis Poulenc.
The one that's come up a lot in the last few weeks is the idea of Salome, because it was originally a text by an Irishman in French, translated by Richard Strauss into German to make the opera. So we had a lot of people, well, certainly Oscar Wilde took it on because he wanted to see if he could challenge himself. How much of that was going on, Suzanne, do you think, with these composers?
Well, that exact thing is happening with these songs, the Mélodie Passagère, because the poet is Rilke. And so Rilke is writing poetry not in his native German, but in French. So it's sort of a twofer in this particular set of songs. So it's an interesting mix-up. And I don't know. I think when you study foreign languages, you know, we're Americans and it's not like we have, except for Mexico, another country right next to us encouraging us to speak other languages. It's not so the case in Europe, and a lot of Europeans speak many languages. Not so for us, but a lot of these are American composers who've gone to other languages. And I find that when you do study these languages, there's a personality that comes along with the language that maybe are the things that are expressed exactly the same. I don't know. They're seen and filtered through this other language and experienced through the lens of this other language. And I think it's very rich and interesting.
And is that also coloring the melody, do you think? The fact that they're having to structure it in such a way?
In the songs that I'm working on, absolutely. Absolutely.
Randy, with singers, Suzanne says, of course, that Americans don't need to learn any language, learn other languages in order to get by. But clearly the obvious exception to that is people in the opera world and the music world, that you guys have at any time got to have French, German, Russian, Italian almost at your fingertips. Whether you speak it or not, you've got to be able to sing in those languages.
That is always the case. Very true. But I think singers are drawn to language. All the singers we know, the singers we hire at Lyric Fest, are drawn to language. They're drawn to poetry. They're drawn to the expression that comes from that poetry in those various languages. I have family in Norway, and I took on Norwegian. Not that I speak the language, but I really wanted to know and identify sounds of the language, and then look at the song literature. And that was just an independent study, I've just loved. And there's something very special about that. So I think singers are drawn to that. Suzanne took on, Russian much better than I do. Mm-hmm. I don't profess to know Russian, but I've been fascinated with Scandinavian languages. And it's just partially what comes from your soul also.
And are these composers then working in a different language? Are they getting the sense of it? I mean, I know that when non-German speakers start to learn German or even to try to communicate in German, the idea that the verb is coming very late in the sentence and there's almost a sense of mystery as to what the thing is going to be about until you get to the verb. These non-German or these non-French speakers, are they getting that? Are they getting that sense of the tone of the language in a...
Well, you're talking about the composers getting...
Yeah.
Because in most of the cases, the poems are written by native speakers. So,
right.
So Neruda has the Spanish pieces. So there, I think the flavor that comes in has to do more with the musical things. Don't you think, Laura? I mean,
and are they getting that then, Laura? Do you get a sense of Spanishness, a sense of Italianness, a sense of Germanness?
Oh, absolutely. Like I know in one of the Neruda songs, there's even some dance rhythms that we're going to hear that pop up.
That happens with the Castelnuovo Tedesco
exactly.
As well. He was Italian, but at a fairly young age took on these coplas, which are Spanish, really Spanish folk short poems. But I think, don't you, Laura, that they have the dance flavor of
absolutely.
Spain.
You definitely will hear Spain in this music, Spanish sound in this music.
Yeah, there's tangos, but even beyond the dance, there's just a heart-wrenching passion that, I've listened to other settings of Lieberson, and the music is totally different. He also said Rilke, interestingly, in German, But the character of the music is completely different than when he set these Neruda songs. So Barber is Barber, I would
say. I was going to say that about Barber, because Barber writing, there's a certain romanticism about Barber anyway.
Right.
Did he need to change his melodic soul?
I think his French songs sound like Samuel Barber, whatever that means.
I agree with Laura.
Tuneful, beautiful,
flowing,
approachable.
You know.
Well, he was a wonderful singer, too.
Right.
Real vocal.
Right. And like I think about the Michelangelo sonnets that Britten set, as far as Britten composing, these sonnets are very masculine and very passionate. And he really captures various aspects of those masculine, passionate feeling throughout that whole set of songs.
Is there anybody who doesn't get it? We seem to be all very much applauding all of these composers that they got this the national sense of the language they were working in. Is there anybody? I mean, Barber clearly, it's not a criticism to say that Barber stayed Barber, is there anybody else there who you say they kept their own writing voice despite the fact that it wasn't their own language that they were writing in?
The Charles Ives were written when he was still at Yale, so it was probably done as part of his
dissertation or something.
Studies, right. And he wrote the poems he wrote, Schumann set, Brahms set, but he clearly indicates at the very end of the four German songs that he's not trying to compete, that he basically wrote them for himself, that they're meant to be sort of a study and not to be a competition. They're his own. The Felt Einsamkeit is very beautiful, and it has influences of Impressionism as well as the German Germanic sound. Some of the others are varying in quality, I think, but they were studies.
And he was a very young man at this
point. And he was a young man.
What do you want audiences to take away from this concert? I mean, we are in a very anglophonic world that people are encouraged to learn the language that we speak natively rather than otherwise. Do you think things have changed in the world or become more anglophonic? What should audiences take away from this, do you think?
This is our 10th season, and so we had four concerts around the theme of journeys. And in researching and doing research for these four concerts, I think we all kept coming across these composers who wrote in languages other than their own. And so we decided we need a concert called Rosetta Stone, because that, at least that company who sells all those language learning devices.
Not to forget the stone in the British Museum.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. We just thought that would be the perfect ending to this season of journeys. That's kind of how we came up with the idea. A lot of composers have written music, songs, using poetry and languages other than their own.
So this is a linguistic journey then to wrap the seals up. Is that a fair description?
I agree.
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
And
I
we have used many of these composers on our concerts. So it was nice. It's nice to hear throughout our 10 years. So it was nice to hear them. Even in larger sets, we don't usually do that. We'll usually do like one song here and like a set of five different composers, five songs, a group of five songs. But now we have like the entire Michelangelo sonnets and a big chunk of the Neruda songs and things like that. That's a little different for us, too.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.